From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, you're listening to Inside Agriculture. While Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue over the weekend continued his outreach to the Midwest as he completed his second week on the job. Well, the former Georgia governor met with farmers in Iowa Friday, then toured flooded-out areas of Arkansas over the weekend. Perdue was slated to give his first major farm policy speech in Iowa Friday, but noting that his staff had written him a 17-page speech, Perdue asked the crowd, "Would you rather have me do that or talk from my heart?" His message was similar to the message he delivered to farmers a week prior in Kansas City, Missouri. Now, he did pledge support for the renewable fuel standard in beef exports. While touring flooded areas in Arkansas on Sunday, the Ag Secretary said, "We'll do everything in our power to help farmers impacted by the flooding." While actual leadership of the Senate Ag Committee indicated there'd be no additional money to spend in the next farm bill, while touting the cost savings from the most recent farm bill. Now, during a farm bill field hearing in Michigan over the weekend, Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts stated, "The reality is we're going to have to do more with less. Farm groups have said there should be additional resources for the next farm bill, and the House Ag Committee has said there should be budget flexibility to develop the next bill." That according to the Hagstrom Report. Roberts noted that times are tough in farm country, while mentioning the credit situation and commodity prices, along with overregulation burdens. Despite his sympathy for farmers and ranchers, Roberts said during the hearing that the federal debt totals $19 trillion, adding, "We can't go on like this." In an opening statement, Ranking Democrat Debbie Stabenow noted that the Congressional Budget Office estimates that the 2014 Farm Bill will save $80 billion more than expected, and that 500 groups had said there should be no additional cuts. While Mexico and Canada both are eyeing new trade partners, trade rhetoric and threats from the U.S. are growing trade-related concerns between the three countries. The North America Free Trade Agreement members, Canada and Mexico, are considering non-U.S. markets, including China, to grow their economies in the future. The moves come as President Donald Trump promises a renegotiation of NAFTA, calling it a bad trade agreement for the United States. Well, we're going to pause here. However, when we come back, there's good news in agriculture. As a matter of fact, the pork industry is doing well. That's next.